Well, this is the time of the season, pre-season, where you've done a lot of graft, a lot of work. You're looking forward to see the light at the end of the tunnel, first games approaching. So it's about, you know, being here as a one-off day, reaching out to the fans, enjoying the occasion, because it's almost a day off for the players. They won't do a great deal today. You're buzzing because you get a chance to have a look at the stadium. There'll be one or two players who might not have been here too many times. Of course, we had the Emirates Cup at the weekend. But it's a moment to savour the team photograph. Of course, it's nice if there's a trophy there as well. But they'll just be enjoying their workout this morning.
Yeah, it won't be too much of an in-depth session, will it, for Arsenal players in front of their fans? But it's just a great thing for the fans to come and see.
It is. You know, I think it's important, though, that the fans get to see them work and the players get a chance to reach out to them, and they can see what happens in the professional game. We see the Saturday affair, but we don't really often see them train. So I think it's great that Arsenal have given us this opportunity.
Has it always been like that when you was a player as well? Has there been a good relationship with you and the fans when you played in your day?
Well, the fans were fantastic. You know, I can't fault the fans. You know, you come through the ranks at a football club. Maybe that gives you a little bit more patience from them, and they can connect with you because you're doing what they wanted to do. And that was I followed that dream and it came off for me. But, you know, there are 10,000 people here today, so that's a hell of a lot of people. And I don't remember Highbury, you know, being allowed to bring that many in. But here, of course, this ground is better equipped to deal with, you know, lots of people.
Yeah, you talk about the infrastructure of the Emirates Stadium in general. That's important, isn't it, for Arsenal's long-term future, isn't it, with the club and success in the future?
Well, it's imperative. That was the dream that the manager had. You know, he brought the club here. He fostered that idea and it became a reality. We need some great nights here. We need some memorable occasions. And you know, when I think that happens eventually, then you're at one with the stadium, the fans, everybody are comfortable in. Really, these are new surroundings when you look at the history of the football club.
So we turn our attentions to 2013, 2014. What realistic expectations would you have as an Arsenal fan for next season?
Well, I think what you wanted to do is try and break into that top two, and you know, I see no reason why, you know, with the uncertainty that exists at Man City, where they have a new manager at Manchester United. David Moyes, very good, but you know, it's not Sir Alex anymore. I think if you're being competitive, that you feel that you can make a difference, and I see no reason why Arsenal can't do that. Chelsea is a situation that I fear a little bit, because the manager's going back into a situation that he's got a head start, hasn't he? He's been there, he's already been very successful. Can he redo it? Can he do it again? So it's kind of I can't remember really a start of a season. I don't know whether it's because the championships have started already, where there's so much expectation and so much interest already before it even starts.
I know you talk about the top three, the change of management for the top three completely, and Arsenal are the most settled of the sides.
Well, that's something that Arsenal can take advantage of, and we know that in Arsene Wenger, we've got, you know, I think it was his experience along with a strong group that managed to get into the Champions League for this season in the first place, and his experience would be invaluable for the rest of for this new coming season.
I must ask you quickly about Luis Suarez. What's your take on the situation at the moment?
Well, I mean, just reiterating what the manager has said this morning, that Arsenal is waiting in the wings. There is a great deal of respect between Liverpool and Arsenal, a club, both of them with great histories, and you know, hope that over one player that is not affected too much. And Arsenal, I don't think they've done anything wrong. They've made their offer and they're waiting to hear what the outcome of that.
And you would definitely like to see him at Arsenal Football Club?
Well, I think we all would. There's no doubt about it. He can make goals and chances happen out of nothing. So, yeah, he'd be a good addition.